If something is not ripe near your hand, you say it is just a little black over. All right. If you have been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you had a blank before dark.
Return before dark.
All right. If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say that you can find that just about
any place.
All right. If you have a good yield, you say we raised a big blank.
Crop.
All right. If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you say you did what?
Rake the tree, the things off.
If you cut them down to make a road through the woods to a logging camp, you say we just...
I don't know.
All right. The second cutting of clover or grass.
I don't know.
What do you call the old dry dead grass that is left over on the ground in the spring?
I don't know.
The wheat is tied up into a
bale.
The bundles of shells are piled up into a,
I don't know.
How many shells are there?
I don't know.
All right, fill in this blank. We raise 40 blank of wheat to an acre.
Acres or bales? Oh, bales.
All right. What have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Clean it.
No, it starts with a T. What do you have to do?
Thrash it.
All right. If a man had been running up 2 miles and then had to stop, you would say 2 miles is blank he could go.
All he could go.
If something belongs to me, you say it's
mine.
If it belongs to both of us, you say it's
ours.
To them?
Theirs.
To him?
His.
To her?
Hers.
All right. People have been to visit you and they're about to leave. You say to them, blank, come back again.
Please come back again.
All right. If their car was out in the road, you might say to them, somebody's going to run into blank car.
Your car.
Asking about people at a party, you would say, blank had been there.
They had been there.
A group of children that obviously belong to more than one family, you ask about them, blank children are they?
Whose parents are they? Whose children are they?
When you're asking about all of the speaker's remarks, everything said, you might say, blank did he say?
What did he say?
All right. What is made of flour baked in loaves?
Bread.
When it is made to rise with yeast, you call it?
Rose.
All right. What are some other kind of bread made of flour?
Cakes, pastries.
All right. What is baked in a large cake made of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Now, you mentioned cornbread. What do you mean by cornbread? You have more than one kind.
You have muffins.
I suppose you have the kind you don't have anything in it except cornmeal, salt, and water.
That's plain meal.
All right, what do you call that? Do you ever remember any kind of cornbread that people talked about making before the fire on a board or something like that, only larger?
Whole cakes.
Are there any kinds that they cook in ashes?
Whole cakes.
What kind is about an inch thick, very large and round, you might cook in a skillet?
Whole cakes.
Then there is a kind that is small and sort of like a spear, and maybe it has a little bit of onion or green pepper mixed up in it. You cook them in deep fat and eat them with fish or other fried seafood.
Hush puppies.
There is something else that you sometimes have that you boil in cheesecloth with either beans or greens or something with chicken made out of cornmeal. What do you call that?
I don't know.
All right, and then there is a kind of cornmeal that you cook in a deep pan and it comes out soft and you dish it out like you would dish out mashed potatoes to your plate besides your meat. What do you call that?